Since September 11th, Southeast Asian nations have been under pressure to crack down on radical Islamic groups. Malaysia, Singapore, and the Philippines have made efforts to round up militants, but Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim country, has yet to make similar arrests. Malaysia and Singapore say one man, an Indonesian by the name of Abu Bakar Bashir, is intricately connected to regional terrorism and has links to Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. Indonesia has been questioning the Muslim cleric. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Indonesia's capital, Jakarta.
Dressed in a cleric's white robe and turban and surrounded by bodyguards, 64-year-old Abu Bakar Bashir emerged from a downtown Jakarta police station on Friday after a second day of interrogation. In brief comments to waiting journalists, Abu Bakar denied he was anything but a religious teacher.
Alhamdulillah, dengan izin dan rahmat Allah, saya...
I'm not a terrorist, he said, and I'm not a member of Al-Qaeda. It's clear to me that I'm not the one wanted by the international authorities or the United States. He left his most controversial views to a written statement distributed to reporters. In it, he praised Osama bin Laden, calling him a true Islamic warrior, who he said has dared to represent the Islamic world to fight the United States. Singapore and Malaysia say Abu Bakar is the top leader of Jamaah Islamiyah, a regional extremist network that allegedly planned to blow up the U.S. embassy in Singapore and attack U.S. military personnel. Both Singapore and Malaysia have arrested people they say were involved with the plot. Malaysia also claims Abu Bakar is a leading figure behind the Malaysian Militant Group, or KMM. Abu Bakar lived for 15 years in Malaysia. He'd previously spent time in an Indonesian jail for setting up a paramilitary force aimed at imposing an Islamic state on Indonesia. On returning from Malaysia 18 months ago, he rejoined a religious school he set up 20 years ago and also established the Indonesia Mujahideen Council to lobby again for the introduction of strict Sharia law. Some 2,000 pupils attend Abu Bakar's Al-Mukmin religious school, several hundred miles east of Jakarta. On the wall outside the school's mosque are signs. One reads, "Allah is our aim, jihad is our way." Another says, "Death in the way of Allah is our highest aspiration." But despite the hard-line rhetoric, Deputy Principal Wahyuddin, who serves under Abu Bakar, denies any link between the school and Al-Qaeda.
We don't know Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. Just we read from the newspaper or magazine. There is no any link with us. Yeah.
But asked if he thinks Abu Bakar himself could have had links with militant groups, he's a little more equivocal.
I'm not so sure. Yeah, because I don't know what did he do. Yeah. When he was in Malaysia.
Almost every day, new pieces of information about terrorism suspects emerge. Some of them trace back to Abu Bakar. An Indonesian man arrested in the Philippines 10 days ago led police to a huge weapons cache. Police say it was destined for Singapore, perhaps as part of the plan to blow up the U.S. embassy there. It turns out the man arrested was educated at Abu Bakar's religious school. Indonesian authorities, sensitive to the possibility of a Muslim backlash, have so far announced no plans to take further action against Abu Bakar. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Jakarta.